This is Anita Smith interviewing Mr. Robert Kennedy on the 27th of March 2008 in regards to the Fernley track. Mr. Kennedy, you have some stories to tell us.
Yes, I went to Fernley signal box on June 1954, there for about 18 months, capacity as a signalman in the Fernley box.
Do you have any interesting stories? You would have met a lot of people in that time?
No, because I was the only one there. You'd see the gang, the fettlers come up mainly the Monday morning when they straighten the track out. Sandy soil, straighten it out to get the trains through. Outside of that, you only saw the trains go through and the driver and the guards.
What did your job involve as a signalman?
Oh, well, just handing out the staff and boarding times. Mainly make sure the trains got through all right and no troubles. In those days, they were mainly wooden wagons. Wooden wagons with a man on the end, with a guard. I worked between Adamstown and Dudley Junction, which were the two stations on either side. Drives coming through the tunnel?
Yeah, that would be great.
Well, because of the coming up through the tunnel, the smoke from the steam engines, and they had to use respirators going through the tunnel.
Mm.
We had to make sure that they weren't held up in the tunnel coming through. One of the things we had to do, going the other way when they were going back down with a load, pull up while they went down the hill, and the guard had to, on the wagons, there's a lever that drops down, and they had to tie that down with a pin so that the wagons wouldn't bunch up too much and get away on them, going down that slope down Adamstown. Outside of that, the only other thing I had about it was one day when staff come in, big staffs like that, one was almost broken in half. So, instead of trying to do anything else, but I held it together and put it in and managed to get it back in. That was one of the problems I had with those. Outside of that, there was nothing else. Only there for the 18 months, and then I went over to Port.
Oh, okay. Yep. And it was a busy track then?
There were quite a few trains those days. They were all the only about 28 trucks long, about 32. They were constant. Had two loop lines and the main line down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you'd have the two loop lines full for the passengers trying to go down through the middle.
Mm.
But pretty constant trains there then in those days. Like after that.
And the signalman's job has changed a lot from today then?
Yes, nowadays it's all automatic. It's all done by push buttons.
Yep.
You didn't have the old levers in them days.
Mm.
Up over the port in 88.
Mmm, wow.